This new Wendy's Frosty flavor is way too exciting to keep under wraps. It's a brand new, first-of-its-kind flavor. Get this. Pumpkin spice. I know, right? It's so good. It's rich. It's cozy. It's the perfect flavor for some fall Frosty time. Watch. Everyone will see it and jump on the bandwagon. Grab a never-before-seen pumpkin spice Frosty or pumpkin spice Frosty cream cold brew today when you choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Vanilla Frosty is temporarily unavailable.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. What a weird, what a crazy weekend. And we're going to get into all of it today. We have some great guests coming our way, and we're going to be taking your calls as well. Where do we start? So let me give you the background here. The Republican Party has screwed you once again, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to get that right out of the way. And as much as we love the House Freedom Caucus, I'm not quite sure what good they are. Honestly, I'm really not quite sure what good anybody is up on Capitol Hill right now. Because they talk the good talk, they deliver good hearings, but that's about it. That's about all the House Republicans are good for. So here's what happened. Kevin McCarthy is kicking the can down the road. So we've got 45 more days. And then let me explain what's going to happen in 45 more days. They're going to kick the can down the road again. And then they're going to do it again and again. And it's just not going to matter with these people. And folks, until we start sending a message, and by sending a message, I mean voting these people out of office and suspending all campaign donations, we're not going to get their attention. So a couple of thoughts here. First of all, you need to be calling your Republican member of Congress, and you need to be reaming them out today. And you also need to send a message that you're not going to be sending any more campaign dollars until we get this budget under control, until we start behaving like Republicans should behave. So after all of this was worked out over the weekend and the deals were made and McCarthy was working with the Democrats to get whatever needed to be done, McCarthy was working out a secret side deal that will, in fact, provide funding for Ukraine. And we know that's going to happen because there are enough Republicans in the House who support Ukraine that this will pass. So we're looking at upwards of $300, $400 million more in funding that's going to be going to the Ukrainians while the American people go without. So I just want to make sure you understand what's going on here. And it's frustrating. We are going to have some members of the House Freedom Caucus on, and we're going to ask some pretty tough questions. Now, you've got Matt Gaetz out there, and Matt Gaetz is, you know, always looking out for himself, and he's interested in running for governor of Florida, and so he is looking for some free press. Matt Gaetz says that he will call for the chair to be vacated this week. Marjorie Taylor Greene is now opposed to that measure, and she believes that it would not be a good idea to get rid of Kevin McCarthy. So I'm curious to hear from you about all of this and the issue at hand, and we have several, but I am curious if Kevin McCarthy needs to go. He betrayed Republicans. He lied to you. He has not lived up to his campaign promises, and now we know that he's working with the Democrats on a deal to fund Ukraine. Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. What do you want to tell your members of Congress today? 844-747-8868. In the meantime, President Trump today, and I'll get to the court thing in just a little while, President Trump was over in Beverly Hills, I'm sorry, Anaheim, and the president was giving a great speech, probably one of the best speeches I've heard him deliver in a very long time. There were some profane moments. And again, you got to watch the language, Mr. President. But you know what? It's his call. So the president was talking about safety and talking about crime in America. And I knew he was going to get in trouble for this, but I was so happy to hear what the president had to say. Cut 18.
But in places where there is a true breakdown in the rule of law, such as Oakland, oh, Oakland is so bad. I will use every power at my disposal. But it's not Oakland. It's in Los Angeles. It's all over. I mean, it's terrible. It's in places that you wouldn't even believe. But I will use everything I can, every single power at my disposal, including sending as many federal law enforcement assets as required to restore safety and peace. And we will immediately stop. And some people are going to say, oh, this is terrible. I can't believe. You know, these people are killing people when they go into the sewers. You'll have 300 young people who are not looking for a good future walk into a store, big department store, and just pillage it. And if you happen to be there when they're there, they'll knock the hell out of you and kill you in some cases. And we will immediately stop all of the pillaging and theft. Very simply, if you rob a store, you can fully expect to be shot as you are leaving that store. Shot. And everything will immediately stop. You won't have any more of that. And you know our law enforcement is great, but they're not allowed to do anything. They're told to stand by, stand back, don't touch, don't touch. They watch hundreds of kids walk out with television sets. And if they do anything, they lose their family, they lose their house, they lose their pension, they get fired. We have the greatest law enforcement in the world. They know exactly what to do, but they're not allowed to do it by incompetent politicians. The word that they shoot you will get out within minutes, and our nation in one day will be an entirely different place. So, there must be retribution for theft and destruction and the ruination of our country.
Well, and good for you, Mr. President. Folks, this was in California. This was the California Republican Party. And you heard the cheers, and here's why I wanted you to hear all of it, because a lot of the sound bites chop off the applause, and the applause went on and on and on, and then they started shouting Trump, 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 Trump. These people are devastated right now in California. It's just awful what's been happening out there, where you have businesses that are shutting down all over the place. And by the way, the national news, they talk about the big box stores. Yeah, I think last week Target announced they're shutting down four stores in the San Francisco Bay Area and other parts of the West Coast. But what they don't tell you about are the small mom and pop stores that are being targeted by these thugs and thuglings and thuggettes. And nobody ever wants to talk about that. But we're talking about small business owners who are trying to live out and eke out an existence while fending for themselves, because nobody's coming to their aid. Nobody's coming to their protection. So anyway, I thought it was a terrific speech. And the president, by the way, over 90 minutes, and it was one of the most riveting speeches. I mean, he had everybody just listening. Then Ron DeSantis shows up, and they actually had to move to a smaller room to accommodate the DeSantis crowd. And again, people are saying DeSantis is the guy to be reckoned with. I'm sorry, I can't say it with a straight face. Oh, my goodness. By the way, Trump also gave a great impression. We have this up on our website. ToddStarnes.com. Trump gave a great impression of Biden getting lost on stage. Cut number two.
Does anybody think he's going to make it to the starting gate? I mean, the guy can't find his way off of a stage. Look, here's a stage. Here's a stage. I've never seen this stupid stage before, right? I've never seen it. But if I walk left, there's a stair. And if I walk right, there's a stair. And this guy gets up.
Oh, my gosh. And he just starts, he starts imitating Biden. It's pretty funny stuff. You got to check it out over at the website. All right, look, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to take your calls. The question of really the week, should the Republicans vacate the chair? Does Kevin McCarthy deserve to be Speaker of the House? 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. It seems like every day I'm sharing another story with you where our God-given freedoms are under attack. But it shouldn't be this way, and it doesn't have to be. Join Alliance Defending Freedom and be a champion for freedom by helping defend your God-given rights. ADF is on the front lines representing Americans every day like you and me in court free of charge when their First Amendment freedoms are being violated. Your partnership will help ensure that you can live your life, lead your family, run your business, and practice your faith according to your deeply held beliefs. Just $19 a month will help fuel the fight to protect our freedoms. Visit ToddStarnes.com. That's ToddStarnes.com and click the Champions for Freedom banner. And pledge your monthly gift of $19 or more to ADF or give your most generous one-time gift. Visit ToddStarnes.com or call 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556. We have some news here. Gavin Newsom has announced the replacement for the late Senator Dianne Feinstein, and it turns out he picked up a black lesbian. Now, this is interesting because, again, when you look at, you know, again, the at least in California, if you are going to be picking a black lesbian, there's a lot of folks to choose from, right? So they've got a mess of them, a whole mess of them over there. All you have to do is go to San Francisco and walk down the street, and there are more black lesbians than there are Starbucks. So the question is, if you're going to go for the Mexican man shoe wearing crowd, the question is, why would you not pick a black lesbian from California, right? I mean, you're replacing Dianne Feinstein, so why would you not replace Dianne Feinstein with a black lesbian from California? But that's not what Gavin Newsom did. No, ladies and gentlemen. No. Governor Hair Product actually named a black lesbian from Maryland to replace Senator Feinstein. But it gets even better than that. It turns out that the black lesbian from Maryland is originally from Mississippi. Humpback. I know I misspelled it, but you get the point. LaFonza Butler. No, not that Fonzie. It's LaFonza. That's the female version of Fonzie. LaFonza Butler is the head of the powerful. All right, all of you millennials, just Google Happy Days and Fonzie and you'll understand. LaFonza Butler is the current head of the powerful Emily's List. That is a left-wing political action committee. She is also a radical pro-abortionist. And LaFonza Butler is also married to a woman. And they have a child. No, I do not know who wears the pants in that family, but does it really matter? Anyway, Newsom is very excited here. This is now causing controversy. I'll get to that in a moment. As we mourn the enormous loss of Senator Feinstein, the very freedom she fought for, reproductive freedom, equal protection, and safety from gun violence, have never been under greater assault. LaFonza has spent her entire career fighting for women and girls and has been a fierce advocate for the working peoples. The governor had promised to appoint a black woman to the position. By the way, I want you to understand this here, folks. There were two criteria, right? Only two. Whoever it was had to be black, and whoever it was had to be a woman. And bonus points for Gavin Newsom, because he also got the whole, he got the lesbian part in there too. So this is like a threefer when you're playing, you know, identity politics. Newsweek reports that LaFonzie, I'm sorry, I almost called her Fonzie, my apologies. Newsweek reports that Fonzie had reportedly been living in Silver Springs, Maryland since 2021 and had listed her address on a campaign contribution just over 30 days ago. The Sacramento television station, KCRA, I'm reading from ToddStearns.com, by the way. Sacramento TV station KCRA reports that she plans to move to California before being sworn in. Why would she do that? Because she's going to have to be in Washington at that point. Now, a couple of things I want to address here. First of all, why? Why was it necessary for Newsom to appoint a black lesbian chick to this seat? Because they've already had a person of color, Kamala Harris. She was the senator. And so when she was elected vice president, allegedly, then all of a sudden, Newsom decided to step in and he picked a Hispanic man. And okay, I get that because California is now majority Hispanic. But here's what I don't get. There was a demand that whenever Feinstein kicked the bucket, that she would have to be replaced by a black woman. And my question is, why? Why a black woman? Because, ladies and gentlemen, when you actually look at the census data, and yours truly looked at the census data here, only 5% of Californians are black. However, 15% of the state citizens are Asian American. So I'm just curious here, why is it that the Asian Americans were overlooked? Why did they get the Passover? Why did Newsom say, okay, yeah, we've got to have another black female, which technically is Kamala really an African American? I mean, technically, just want to throw that out there. I don't want to cause controversy. That's why I'm asking a question, or a question, if you will. Just curious. But I'm just wondering, why aren't the Asian Americans marching in the streets? Why don't they get their senator? When do they get their senator? Are they even allowed to have one under the rules governing California right now? It just seems to me that if you're going to go down that path, if you're going to play identity politics, why would you not at least consider an Asian American in the mix? I'm just asking questions. That's all we're doing, is asking the questions here. But instead, Gavin Newsom went for the Mexican Manchu wearing crowd. And they seem to be somewhat happy, but blacks in California are enraged right now. And I don't know. Well, yes, I do know why they're enraged. I don't think she's married to a white woman, but that's not the outrage. No, I don't know the spouse. We keep the spouses out of this, folks. But they're upset, I suspect, because he didn't pick a California black woman. He picked somebody from Maryland. And they wanted Barbara Lee, the Congress gal. So Newsom says, I just wanted a caretaker. I just wanted somebody in that seat that wasn't going to be running in the general election. And so there you go. I want to direct your attention, ladies and gentlemen, to something that happened in this nation on August 28th of 1963, the year of our Lord. The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., standing in Washington, D.C. on the Great Mall, delivered his now famous I Have a Dream speech. King said he dreamed of a day when his children would be judged by the content of their character and not the color of their skin. And here we have the governor of California announcing that the only criteria to be the next senator in California is the color of one's skin. There you go. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, in a nation controlled by the progressive Democrats, that dream is never going to be realized. So good luck with your black lesbian senator, California. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
When the government used emergency edicts during COVID to restrict the gathering and worship of churches, three pastors facing the risk of imprisonment, unlimited fines, and their own churches being ripped apart, took a courageous stand and reopened their doors in the face of a world that chose to comply. The Essential Church is a feature-length documentary that explores the struggle between the church and government throughout history. This fascinating story uncovers those who've sacrificed their lives throughout history for what they truly believe in. We discover why the church is essential and how we prove that this stand remains true from a scientific, legal, and most importantly, biblical perspective. This is not your typical movie. It'll change your life. You need to see this movie with your friends and family. The Essential Church is streaming today exclusively at SalemNow.com. That's Essential Church, streaming at SalemNow.com.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Todd Starnes here, and just wanted to share this from our good buddy Chad Pergram over at Fox News. Chad says that there will be a motion to vacate the chair this week, but it's not going to be today. That's the information coming from Pergram. Also, a brand new interactive polling data out. Now, check out these numbers head-to-head. Trump beats Biden, that's 46% to 43%. But here's where it gets interesting. If there's a three-way race, and by the way, RFK Jr. announced over the weekend he's looking at maybe doing an independent run. And RFK says, well, if I do that, it's going to hurt Trump more so than Biden. But the polling data is not backing that up right now. Trump would be 40%, Biden drops to 36%, and Kennedy with 14%. So there you go. We'll keep you updated on that information as well. All right, 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, for 10 years, folks, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they've been great supporters of this program. So many of you have reached out to me. I love getting these emails saying, you know what, Todd, I wasn't sure, but I decided to take the plunge, and I love Patriot Mobile. They have great cell phone coverage, and they do. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, and they give you access to all three major networks. That means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, it's very simple. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you are sending a message that you support free speech, religious freedom, and the sanctity of life. Now, you get to keep your number. That's a big question people have. You get to keep your phone, or you can upgrade because they sell phones too. And their team is going to help you find the best plan you need. So go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or call 972-PATRIOT. You will get free activation today with the offer code Todd. Now, folks, that is a $30 value right out of the gate. Free activation. So join me and make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Use my promo code offer. That's my first name, Todd. Or give them a call at 972-PATRIOT. Now, I want to play some audio. This audio just came in from Jamal Bowman. Now, he is the New York congressman. This guy is a lunatic. He is a self-described socialist, and while they were trying to figure out whether or not, what to do with the budget and the continuing resolution, there was a lot of chaos, and Congressman Bowman pulled the fire alarm, and now he's standing by all of this. He says, well, it was an accident. I don't know what the big deal is. Here's the congressman.
Do you still stand by your statement that pulling the fire alarm was an accident?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why this has gotten so much attention. I was literally just in a rush to go vote, man. That's all it was.
Are you afraid of any repercussions, either from leadership or from legal aid from Capitol Police?
I mean, listen, I take responsibility for what I did, you know, but like I said, I was in a rush to go vote, and, you know, the investigation will sort everything else out.
Have you talked to Jeffries about it?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's day one.
How was that conversation?
Well, I got to keep that between me and the leader, so I'm not going to share that publicly. Yeah, uh-huh. We've been in touch with each other.
All right, so all of this was captured on video, and what I found fascinating here is there were actually signs warning people, hey, these doors are locked. Do not open these doors. If you open these doors, an alarm will sound. And so there's video of Bowman literally going over to the red fire, the fire alarm, that red fire alarm, and he was pulling the fire alarm. Now, look, this guy used to be a principal, so he knows exactly what was going to happen once he pulled that fire alarm. And they had to evacuate the building. But the guy he's under fire from a lot of people. And by the way, a lot of conservatives say this guy should be arrested, he should be charged with a crime, and he should be thrown in the D.C. gulag because what he did is just like what the people did on J6 when they disrupted the business of Congress. Cut number six.
No, I want to talk about Jamal Bowman pulling the fire alarm. Capitol Police are questioning him right now because it's on video. He violated the exact same law that January 6th defendants are being prosecuted for every single day. He violated the exact same law, interrupting an official proceeding. And by pulling a fire alarm, it's on video, and the Capitol Police have the information.
Did you see?
This is outrageous. They have it on video.
Have you seen the video?
I haven't seen the video yet, but I'm going to be demanding it. I'm demanding that the Department of Justice prosecute him the same way they've prosecuted January 6th defendants. It's the exact same law. Exact same law. This is outrageous. He's a Democrat representative. Here's what happened. Catherine Clark, the whip, called the motion to adjourn, and in within, I don't know, a few minutes, it was literally right after that, Jamal Bowman pulls a fire alarm while the vote was happening. You guys, this is unprecedented. The Democrats will do anything to make sure it's shut down because billions of dollars are not going to their favorite country, Ukraine. I mean, you guys, really, so Olivia Beavers has tweeted it. This is the law. This is the law. Otherwise obstructs, influences, or impedes any official proceeding or attempts to do so, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. This is the law that January 6th defendants are being locked up, they're rotting in jail, and they're being prosecuted every single day. Nonviolent offenders are being put in jail for this.
You took a video over there. Did you happen to catch like a part of it? Or I saw you posted a video on Twitter. Catch a part of it?
Look, it's being reported everywhere. You can go ask the Capitol Police about it. I'm demanding the video. House admin has already reported it. They have seen the video. It's just unbelievable. He's a representative breaking the law.
Yeah, I mean, she's not wrong. And look, he broke the law. It is a felony. So why has this guy not been arrested? What he did was no different than what the people who did on J6. So why is this guy not being arrested? Why is he not being thrown in jail? And where's Kevin McCarthy on all of this? Now, I will say this. What's fascinating is all of this was captured on video. So we now know, ladies and gentlemen, just think about this for a second. We now know exactly what Jamal Bowman was doing in the halls of Congress. But for some reason, they're trying to tell us that there's absolutely no video evidence of whoever left behind the cocaine at the White House. Just a little something to think about. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. What do you think they ought to do with this guy? Should he be prosecuted? Should he face the same sort of punishment that the J6 defendants have faced? Because, by the way, they're being prosecuted using the same statute. So the question is, are we going to treat people fairly under the law? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes.
All right, folks, by the way, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Very excited about my new book. It is now available for pre-order. That's right, pre-order, and you can get yourself the hardcover edition. You can do that by going to wherever you buy your books, but we're recommending Amazon, and you're going to love this book. Our endorsements are coming from President Trump, coming from Pastor Robert Jeffers, Jim Jordan. We have a lot of folks that are offering their thoughts. Here is Senator Marsha Blackburn. Starnes articulates Joe Biden's radical attempt to destroy American society, both politically and culturally, like no one else can. America is at a crossroads, and this book provides a beacon of hope and aspiration to embrace our nation's core values and reclaim our founding principles. We really appreciate that from Senator Marsha Blackburn. So again, head over to Amazon and get yourself a copy of my brand new book. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Asheville, North Carolina. Chris, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you. Thanks for taking my call, Todd.
Happy to
so
do
nice
it.
To talk to you. I'm so glad you're there.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're doing good. I have your daily biscuit devotions with a drawl.
Well, is that right? How are you enjoying it?
Oh, I love it. I've made the biscuit recipe in there and the gravy recipe. I love it. I even ordered several for Christmas presents last year.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I appreciate that, Chris. Thank you.
And I've read it a couple times even. You know, it's just such fun. The short little chapters. I like that.
Well, thank you. So what's going on, Chris?
Well, the reason I called regarding Gavin Newsom's appointment of this black lesbian lady that's married to a woman. I had an album of Janet Jackson's, and on the back it said, "In complete darkness, we are all the same. Only knowledge and wisdom separates us." You can close your eyes and you don't know what color somebody is. I can tell, you know, like even a Hispanic that speaks English, I know they're Hispanic, or a black person, I can usually tell that they're black. But you should judge people on their knowledge and their accomplishments, and you know what I mean? That's the way I am.
Chris, it seems to me that if I'm the person getting selected, I would turn it down because people would think that, well, wait a second, I'm not qualified because I'm only being selected because of my skin color and my sex.
And, you know, I want to know how he selected the appointment to replace. But, I mean, was it posted on Craigslist or, you know, how does that work?
Well,
how did he even find her in a different state?
Well, here's my take on this. And I think a lot of people were really upset because they were expecting he was going to appoint Barbara Lee, who is the black congresswoman who is running for the U.S. Senate. But the reason why, Chris, and you have to be a good student of identity politics. I took a course in this in college many years ago, Identity Politics 201. It's an advanced class. And it's one thing if you're a black female, but if you are a black female who happens to be a lesbian, well, that trumps just being a black female. So in Gavin Newsom's eyes, he was better off politically by getting the threefer, as we call it, the threefer, not the threesome, that's inappropriate, but the threefer, he's got the black got the female, got the lesbian going.
Well, that doesn't make sense to me, actually. I think you should just look at her accomplishments and her life achievements.
Yes, but that's not how the Democrats work. That's not how the Democrats work, Chris. They don't care about ability. That's why look at Kamala Harris. She gets lost like she's in the middle of a tossed word salad in a Venn diagram.
I know. Well, I thought there was mention of her even going to fill for Diane. They mentioned Oprah. They mentioned several different people. I don't think Oprah would be interested in it myself.
Well, to our knowledge, and you know, I hear you on that, and I had heard Kamala Harris as well, and we actually speculated. But to be fair, Kamala, to our knowledge, is not a lesbian. And so, therefore, I mean,
that, yeah, we know that, but.
Well, allegedly. We don't judge you.
There's a box you can check on a job application that says, are you a lesbian?
Oh, there is a box, but you got to drop down on your knees to find it. So it's a long checklist.
Oh, Todd.
I'm just saying it's a long checklist.
Oh, dear.
I don't know what you're talking about, Chris. All right, Chris. Thank you for the call. Oh, I'm just saying it's, you know, you got a long list and you got to squat down to get to the list. It is what it is. All right. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. So here we are, folks. We have got a lot coming up. A lot of the lawmakers are flying back to Washington, but we are going to talk to some of them. Congressman Tim Burchett is going to be here. Also, Congressman Matt Rosendale. By the way, some of these talk show hosts, conservative talk shows, very upset with Rosendale and a lot of the House Freedom Caucus guys. And we're going to get into that with both of those guys. Also, our good buddy Jeff Katz is going to be here. And Harry Hurley, two great radio hosts, they're going to join us. And today, we officially launch our Alliance Defending Freedom Radiothon. You say, Todd, what is a radiothon? Well, we're raising money all this month. For the entire month of October, we are raising money for Alliance Defending Freedom. Now, these are the attorneys that are going out there, and they're standing up for these girls that are very upset because they've got transgender players on their team, and ADF is representing these girls in court. Also, Alliance Defending Freedom is standing up for coaches who are taking a knee to pray. And so ADF is doing some incredible work defending religious liberty, defending women's sports and parental rights, and they need our help. And here's the reason why. Every case they take on is pro bono. In other words, the clients don't pay a single penny. And that's pretty important. And that's why we have to help them out. And my friends at Alliance Defending Freedom are standing for truth, and they're challenging this destructive agenda in the courts and legislatures, and they need our help, which is why I want you to become a champion for freedom. You say, Todd, how can I do that? How can I be a champion for freedom? It's very simple. All you have to do is go to toddstearns.com and click on the Champion for Freedom banner, and you can pledge your monthly gift of $19 or more to ADF, or you can give your most generous one-time gift. And thanks to a friend of ADF, your first gift will be matched while funds last. So you want to get in on this action very quickly. You can go to toddstearns.com and click on that banner or write down this telephone number, 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556. I have an interesting story here in Memphis, Tennessee. We have a high school. Houston High School. It's in Germantown, the suburb where I reside. And turns out there was a student on the homecoming court, a boy who identifies as a girl. This is the allegation. And a lot of parents are concerned about this and upset because they say that a female child, a biological female child, was denied a spot on that court. And so now we understand that the school district could be facing a state inquiry in Tennessee over these accusations. There's also reports that the school is allowing another student to use the girls' bathroom when, in fact, this individual is a biological boy. Now, this is interesting. There is a state senator. His name is Brent Taylor. He's a rock-solid Republican, good guy. And he said, absent some explanation or rebuke of a young man masquerading as a girl at the Houston High School homecoming court, it would appear the Germantown School District not only tolerates this, but obviously they support and celebrate it. And he came up with an interesting thought about the transgender movement, boys pretending to be girls. And he suggested that this is almost like a form of blackface. He said, quote, there is no school board in the state that would allow someone to identify as African-American and then show up in blackface, much less celebrate it. This should not be tolerated either. Now, the argument from the kids is, hey, we vote on who we want to be on the homecoming court, and so be it. But I'm curious, do you agree with that? Should the schools be accepting and tolerating the transgender movement at all? I mean, they were using preferred pronouns, a whole nine yards. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. You got to read the story. It's over at ToddStearns.com. We'll be right back, America.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. And trying to unravel a little bit about what happened over the weekend. And I got to tell you, it was a little hard, only because we had so many college football games going on. But I think we've got a pretty good peg on it. Congressman Matt Rosendale wrote this on social media. Congress is broke, both functionally and financially. I was sent here to do something about it. Montanans sent me here to stand up to the D.C. cartel and ensure regular order is restored to Congress. And he goes on to say, that it's time to hold leadership accountable. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman Rosendale joins us. Congressman, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me on, Todd.
All right. So
functionally and financially broke. That is Congress.
So where are we at now, Congressman, on all of this? Is McCarthy going to keep his job? The Ukrainians going to get their cash?
Both of those are yet to be determined. Unfortunately, this city has found an absolute grand desire to continue to send money out the door to Ukraine while our own border is absolutely being overrun by an invasion. It's just terrible. I've supported the sanctions against Russia. I think we need to force these parties to a peaceful agreement, but to continue to fund one side of a war, watch China fund the other side of a war, and watch the Ukraine people die, be moved around, forced out of their homes, destroy their nation, destroy their infrastructure, destroy fertile agricultural ground. It makes no sense. It really doesn't. As far as Speaker McCarthy, I think he continues to demonstrate his lack of leadership and his desire to deceive members so that he can continue to pursue his own agenda.
I'm really concerned about this deal, and clearly a deal has been made. The Democrats made reference to it. Joe Biden made reference to it. What are you hearing about the deal McCarthy made with regard to funding in Ukraine?
I think we've heard just exactly what everybody else has, and now everybody's getting back into town today. My travel time is too long, so I wasn't able to get back to Montana this weekend because we just concluded our work Saturday night. So So I don't have enough turnaround time. But the members that that did get out of town, everybody's starting to get in through the day here now, and we'll be able to make a better calculation of what's going on. But really, here's what's going on. The same old, Todd, unfortunately. You know, they passed the Budget Act of 1974, and that outlines exactly how we are supposed to develop and deliver the appropriation bills. Oh, by the way, it's dated June 30. We are supposed to complete that process, and that would put us in a position to take each of those appropriation bills, the 12 separate bills that transparently and responsibly fund government, and deliver them to the United States Senate. And it wasn't done this year, but not only this year, it's only been done like four times in the last 40 years. I mean, it's absolutely wrong that Congress doesn't recognize their obligation and do their job. And I have been laser focused on participating in that process to make sure we could do it. I came from a state legislature, Montana. Guess what? We only met 90 days every 2 years. Think about that. And somehow in that 90 legislative days, and somehow in that period, every other year, we were able to come together, pass a balanced budget, and all of our policy issues. We have known certainly since 1974, but since January, we need to pass the appropriation bills. And in order to restore regular order to Congress, that's what we need to do. And so far, we've passed military construction VA. We did that before the August break. And then because we put so much pressure on leadership, last week we were able to get the DOD appropriations bill passed, Homeland Security appropriations bill passed, and the state and foreign operations, basically a State Department, passed. Agriculture completed the work, but it got voted down because we lost the Midwesterners and the New York delegation. So that there's clearly more work that needs to be done on that. But we have got to get back to delivering those appropriation bills. And so when everybody says continuing resolutions and they start arguing about we were going to have provisions within that continuing resolution to secure our border and to defang, de-weaponize the federal government. That's what the appropriation bills are for. And we all know, and everybody sitting around the table already acknowledged, that by passing a continuing resolution, all we did was extend Nancy Pelosi's spending and Joe Biden's policies, and had we passed one with security, border security contained, and weaponization, de-weaponization of government contained, nobody had an expectation that the Senate was going to leave those provisions in. So again, let's get back to focusing on what we're supposed to do.
Now, Congressman, early on, there's been a lot of complaints in even some conservative talk radio circles that there was a chance to actually cut the budget by 8%. But that did not happen, and they're trying to blame the Freedom Caucus for that. Can you walk our listeners through that?
Sure. They also have a provision that says that if we don't pass the appropriation bills by January of next year, that they're going to have a 1% cut. But, I mean, have you ever gone to the dress store and you can see that they marked down the dress, but first they marked it up? You know, you take a $100 dress, you mark it up to $150, and then you knock 10% off, and you've only knocked $15 off, so now you're at $135 instead of the $100 that you started off with. So the 8% cut was going to be across some of the programs that had not been, or across some of the appropriation bills that had not been passed yet, but it's a farce because none of those provisions were going to survive the Senate. It's just not being truthful with the American people. And Todd, guess what? People may not like everything I say, but I'm delivering the truth. I'm a truth seeker. I'm not a rabble rouser. I'm a truth seeker. And the truth is that the only way that we are going to properly, transparently, and responsibly fund government is to continue to deliver each of these appropriation bills and then send them over to the United States Senate. At that point, the negotiations will begin. I'm not saying they're going to return that way, but that is the way that we are supposed to function. It's what is in statute, and let's follow our own rules, for Pete's sakes.
All right, so Matt Gaetz now saying there's going to be a call to vacate the chair, motion to vacate. How will you vote on that, and do you believe that McCarthy is going to have a job by the end of the week?
First, I would never say how I'm going to vote on something that may be coming up, but I will tell you this, that the debt ceiling package that we passed as Republicans received 218 votes, and we sent it over to the Senate. Before the ink was dry, Kevin McCarthy went to the president's office and negotiated a separate debt ceiling deal that didn't contain the reductions in spending, did not contain the clawbacks from the unspent money, increased the debt ceiling to a date certain, January of 25 instead of March of 24. And so when that left the House, it had 169 Republicans support it and only 169 Democrats and only 145 Republicans. The CR that just left here the other day had it had every Democrat, Todd, but one supported it, and it had 125 Republicans supported. We had 90 Republicans that voted against that. So we had 20 that started the debate in January that held out to try and get someone besides Kevin McCarthy. 20. We had 71 votes against the debt ceiling package. We just had 91 votes against the CR. We are having more and more people that are joining the disgruntled side of the ledger. And I will tell you this. After hearing that he went behind everyone's back again and negotiated a deal with Joe Biden to send funding to Ukraine when so many of our members have voted against that, I say his job is in jeopardy.
So you're telling me that not once, but twice he has done this, gone behind the backs of his own party.
Clearly, we're looking at three times now. So the debt ceiling,
three times,
the CR, and now here with the Ukraine deal.
Wow, that's just. I wish I could say I'm shocked, but I'm not shocked here. But let's just hope that the Republicans can get their house in order. Or I'm really concerned about how this is going to play in the elections in 2024.
Well, I think that the most important thing that we can do is the job that people sent us here for, and above and beyond all else is to properly fund government. And the way that you're supposed to do that, the way that the statute calls for us to do it, is to deliver these appropriation bills. And unfortunately, that was supposed to have been done by June 30. So look, one has to only assume that this whole time frame was engineered, Todd. Why is it that when the statute calls for us to complete our work on the appropriations by June 30, and here we are 90 days later, why is that? Well, it's because it puts you right to the deadline, and then people feel pressured. They feel, there's a word for that, it's called coerced. They are coerced into voting for things that they otherwise would not. That's exactly the kind of thing that you're not allowed to do as per contract, as per law. If someone is coerced into doing something, it's not considered a valid agreement. And when they take all of these members and they force them to make bad decisions because of a time frame that has been imposed upon them, it's just not right. Oh, and by the way, the 45-day period coincidentally coincides with Thanksgiving coming up. Do you think that these people are robots? They would like to go home and spend Thanksgiving with their families well.
Yeah, we see how all this is playing out. As soon as I saw the 45 days, you just do the math and you can figure out how that's going to play out. So
and then all of a sudden we're going to be looking at 45-day extension to this CR, and guess where that's going to land us? Right there at the Christmas holidays again, where people are going to be faced with either signing off on a great big pork-laden 4,000-page omnibus, or going home to be with their families.
All right, Congressman, we got to leave it there. Appreciate the info. No doubt it's going to be a busy week, and we appreciate your insight.
Listen, thank you so much for having me on, and thank you and all your listeners for giving us support. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
All right, Congressman Matt Rosendale, everybody, from the great state of Montana. You know, one of the conservative talk radio hosts actually called the guy a carpetbagger. Can you believe that? I'm telling you, they are turning up the heat, and McCarthy and his bunch are incredibly powerful. And you've got a lot of conservative talk radio hosts that are, they are supporters of McCarthy. They're supporters of these rhinos. And folks, when the push comes to shove, they're going to stand with them and not the American people. All right, we got to take a break here. Question, very simply, you've got three instances now where Kevin McCarthy has gone behind the backs of his own caucus and worked out deals with Joe Biden and the Democrats. Is it time for this guy to go? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/save.
New activation and upfront payment for 3-month plan required. Taxes and fees extra. Additional restrictions apply. See mintmobile.com for full terms.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stern Radio Show. So I was channel surfing last night. I have no earthly idea why I decided to even watch this. But apparently this show is all the rage among ladies across America. It's called The Golden Bachelor. Have you heard of this? So anyway, I press play, and I'm watching this, and I kind of felt bad for the guy. So here's a 70-year-old, and the guy's a decent man, married to his wife 40-something years, and she dies. And so now I guess he's trying to look for the next Mrs. Bachelor. And so the guy gets gussied up. He's looking pretty good for a 70-something-year-old guy. Got to give the man credit. But anyway, all these women show up, and I guess the competition is, and ladies, if any of you out there watch this program, it's called The Bachelor, but this one is The Golden Bachelor because everybody's old. And I was trying to figure out, all right, well, who wins? I mean, is it the last person that's still alive? I mean, how does this work? Because these folks are pushing, you know, they're on up there, as they say. So, ladies, if we have any ladies in the audience, and you can help me understand how this works, I'm not sure. I made it through about 5 or 6 minutes, and then I just couldn't. But the women were getting out of the cars, and they're in their 70s. And they're dressing like they're in their 30s. That was a little off-putting. But some of them looked really good. I mean, a couple of them, one woman showed up on a motorcycle. That was pretty impressive. But I'm just curious if this is like a thing. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. But the guy's got three daughters. And they seem to be very excited that their dad was going to be, you know, the next Golden Bachelor. And I'm not sure how this plays out, but they've already eliminated some of the women. I just fast-forwarded to the end. And a couple of the women, do they get voted off? How does this work? And, I mean, it's terrible. You know, you're rejected on national television. Anyway, I was getting a chuckle because one of the ladies is a chicken farmer, and she got out of the vehicle. They have a big limo. I mean, this in this beautiful mansion in Los Angeles, and it looked wet. Was it raining? It looked like it had been raining. Everything was like soaking wet, but I don't know. Maybe that's part of the whole shtick. And so the limo comes up, and you know the guy's there. He's in a tuxedo, and a lot of the women are wearing their you know, their evening gowns and whatnot. There was this one woman from Atlanta, and I guess she was a yoga Zen person. So she gets out of the car, and she's standing in front of them, and she was like, I'm a little nervous right now, and I need to practice some Zen. Will you join me for some Zen? And I'm like, what? Huh? So the guy was very gracious. He said, sure. And she was like, beep, beep, beep. And she's like cursing. She was dropping the F-bomb in the Zen. And the poor guy was like, what the heck? She made the cut. So I guess, she says she's got a potty mouth. Got to work on that. But anyway, back to the chicken farmer. So the woman gets out, and she's very attractive, and she gets out, and she's holding a basket. And she goes up, and she says, my name is, I don't know, Charlene the chicken farmer. She goes, hi, my name is Charlene. I'm the chicken farmer. She's got this basket, and she gives the guy a basket of eggs. She says, I'm 70 years old, but my eggs are still fresh. I'm like, yeah, that's not for me. This show is not for me. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. I just couldn't watch the Kansas City Chiefs anymore. That Taylor Swift thing's really, it's got me going. We'll be right back, America.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive.
And today, expect mostly sunny conditions with a high on life that can only come from cruising down the road on two wheels. Kids will wave, dogs will bark, and cyclists in padded shorts will instantly regret their chosen mode of transportation. Whereas you, on the other hand, will look super duper cool. Back to you in the studio.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. And folks, this month, today, we are launching our big radiothon, and we want you to be a champion for freedom. And that's why I'm turning to you for your help to support our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. They are the world's largest legal ministry, and they're committed to protecting your religious freedom, free speech, the sanctity of life, parental rights, and God's design for family and marriage. These are big issues, and they're fighting every single day. You see it in the headlines. You hear it on this radio station every single day because of woke businesses and left-wing activists on college campuses. Your rights and your children's rights are under vicious attack. But up until now, most people had no idea how they could help stop it. And that's why I'm urging you right now, go to ToddStearns.com and click on the Be a Champion for Freedom banner. Now, anybody who donates $19 a month to ADF will be standing up and helping preserve our first freedoms. Now, look, I get it. I know money is tight right now. So we asked ADF Senior Counsel Eric Baptist why he thinks it's so important for you to join the fight.
Because I think, to paraphrase President Ronald Reagan, freedom is just one generation away from extinction. And that's what I did when I came to ADF and wanted to get more involved. Because I look at my children, I have a handful of young children, and I didn't want to have that conversation with them one day, 20 years down the road, where they say, Dad, where were you when our fundamental freedoms were being taken away by the federal government? Folks can also think about that, too. It's not just for your own direct interest, but what type of legacy do you want to have?
It's a great question. And folks, this is your mission. For just 63 cents a day, your $19 a month donation to Alliance Defending Freedom not only helps defend your rights, but the rights of your children and your grandchildren. Isn't that worth 63 cents a day? I think that's a pretty good deal right there, 63 cents a day. So right now, go over to ToddStearns.com and click on that Be a Champion of Freedom banner. Make your investment in free speech and religious freedom right now and for years to come. You can also phone your donation to 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556. And I just want to say thank you for becoming a champion for freedom by supporting Alliance Defending Freedom. Well, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are honored to have with us the ADF's senior counsel and the director of the Center for Legislative Advocacy, Matt Sharp. And Matt, we're just so excited about the great work you guys are doing there at ADF.
Well, thank you. And thanks for having me on.
You know, you talk a lot about, and we talk a lot on this program, about the culture war, and ADF is right there on the front lines of the culture war. And I'm curious, you know, so many different battlegrounds that you guys are fighting, but specifically women's sports seems to be in the headlines these days.
Yeah, you know, several years ago when this issue started bubbling up, Alliance Defending Freedom filed a really first-of-its-kind lawsuit challenging a policy in Connecticut that was allowing two males to compete and dominate women's track field throughout New England. And we saw, based on that story and that lawsuit, lawmakers across the country began to take up the cause and say, we don't want to see what happened in Connecticut happen to young women in high school and college in our state. And so now we've seen 23 states enact laws to protect fairness in women's sports. And we're continuing to stand with those young women in Connecticut and in other lawsuits across the country to fight for that right to a fair and level playing field.
Matt, when you take a look at the cases, and I have to imagine you guys get so many calls, so many emails, what goes through that process of determining, okay, yeah, this is the case we've got to jump on?
Yeah, you know, a lot of times we're listening to the individual story. What's happened to them? How have their rights been violated? And looking at it in alignment with the Constitution. Is this a situation where some government policy is censoring an individual's speech? So, for example, we've had cases with college and public school students that are being denied the ability to share their beliefs on campus. Maybe they're wanting to start a student club and being denied from doing so because of a bad policy. And so we'll look at situations like that and say, yes, your rights are clearly being violated by this university or this school district policy, and we'll be able to take them on and to vindicate those constitutional rights so that ultimately they and other students are free to speak on campus.
And I know one of the things that you guys have been very instrumental on is the protecting women's sports. That's been a big issue. I know Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, signed a bill to actually protect collegiate women's sports there, and you guys were very instrumental in that.
Yeah, we were happy to work with legislators in Alabama and really across the country who were looking at this issue, wondering what can we do to protect the integrity of women's sports in our state. And so we saw state after state after state passing this legislation. And it matters not just for those states, but really across the country, as we've got a Biden administration that's pushing bad policies and regulations that undermine fairness in women's sports. Now these states are going to be able to stand up for young women in their state and push back against this overreach by the Biden administration.
All right, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now, Matt Sharp from Alliance Defending Freedom, and we want you to become a champion for freedom today and join the fight. You can do that at toddstearns.com. Just click on our banner there. Matt, one of the other new battlegrounds we've seen is this issue of parental rights. I know out in California, there's been a lot of scuttlebutt about whether or not, you know, parents could have their children removed from the home unless they basically bow down and pledge their allegiance to that rainbow flag. How big of an issue is this going to be nationwide, or is this something that's just isolated in California?
Sadly, it's not just a California issue. Alliance Defending Freedom has cases in Wisconsin, Virginia, Kansas, and other places where these school policies, we call them secret social transition policies, are lying and hiding information from parents about a child's struggle with gender dysphoria. Well, that ought to be the first call a school counselor makes when they find out a child is struggling with this issue, not lying and hiding it from parents. So we're challenging these bad policies. We're taking these school districts to court for pushing these policies. But then we're also seeing lawmakers take up legislation to solve this, to make sure that parents are kept in the loop, that they're involved so that they can ultimately make decisions of what's best for their child.
All right. And again, Matt, this is so important this month as we stand alongside you guys. And it's important for people to understand that when you take on a case like this, the plaintiffs, they don't have to put up any money. This is something that you guys do pro bono, which means that you need support from a lot of people out there across the country.
That's right. Every case we do, whether it's a phone call or a letter or a case that takes 10 years to go to the U.S. Supreme Court, we do it free of charge, which enables people to take on these issues, to stand for constitutional freedom for every American. But it's only through the generosity of listeners and others that we're able to continue to do this.
All right. Well, Matt, again, appreciate you coming on, and congratulations. The great work, and we're just honored to be able to partner with you guys this month, and we love being able to share your stories with the rest of the country.
Thank you so much.
All right. There you go. Matt Sharp, folks, with Alliance Defending Freedom. And again, $19 a month. This is an easy ask for our audience. We know you guys want to support the work they're doing, and you get to actually be a part of the court case, right? I mean, if you're out there and you're supporting the work of these attorneys, we're all in this together, and we all have a part to play in this, which is why I love opening up our show to ADF once a year, so we can raise the money that can help propel them to the Supreme Court where they can stand up and fight for our freedom. So again, go to ToddStearns.com and click on that banner and you can be a champion for freedom. And here's what I want you to do. When you do that, I want you to give us a call and let us know what you've done. And we want to be able to honor you and give you a shout out as well. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Rodney on the line, listening to us on KWAM. Rodney, what's on your mind?
Nothing much. How are you guys doing today? I was calling in reference to the culture wars and a lot of the stuff you guys are talking about as it pertains to schools and transgenders and stuff like that. And a lot of the rights are being taken away from the students who are not transgender, as well as the parents. But my question is, exactly what are we going to do to solve this as opposed to just sitting back and, you know, complaining about it? I know that a lot of individuals within Shelby County have taken their children out of public schools and they put them in charter schools, private schools, or Christian schools that actually will teach students the right way and how to be effective culturally. But even private schools are being attacked now. I'm looking at House Bill 0306, which was sponsored by Representative Bolso. And it says, as enacted, it limits the ability of a student enrolled in a private school to participate in an interscholastic athletic activity or event to such activity or event where members in the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association is required in accordance with the student's immutable biological sex as determined by anatomy and genetics existing at the time of birth. So essentially, this House bill would keep transgender women who are biologically men from competing in women's sports. And our conservative Republican legislatures, some of them voted against it, including John Gillespie, who is the representative for the 97th District here in Shelby County. He refused to support the law.
You see, Rodney, let me jump in here. And again, this is very important, especially when we're talking about issues that are in some cases involving children. And on this radio program, one of the things that just deeply, and this is something I'm very passionate about, you have to, when you're talking about children, you have to separate the children from the policy. And when you've got a situation like, and we talked about this earlier, where in Germantown, Tennessee, which is ironically where I live, you've got a school district there, and they're telling moms and dads, oh, we're not doing, you know, we do not advance the LGBT agenda. We're not giving credibility to the transgender movement. And then turns around and we realize, oh, yes, they are. That's when I have a problem here. And again, we've got to have some policies in place to protect these kids in the classroom, to your point.
Right. And basically, if we don't protect the kids, what else do we have to protect? I mean, when we first started looking at the LGBTQ association and politics and policies, it started with domestic partnerships. Then it started with domestic unions and it went to marriage. Now it's in the businesses. It went to college, high schools. Now it's down to middle school and elementary school. And it's like, at what point are people going to stand up and realize, hey, this is the last domino. This is the last thing that we can protect. Otherwise, there's not going to be anything left. Because regardless of what part of the aisle you're on politically, whether you're Democrat or Republican, nobody really has control over their kids or influence over their kids anymore. I mean, they're gone from school from just, say, 7 o'clock a.m. to about 2 p.m. Parents don't get home until 5. You have about 3 hours with your children to eat, talk to them about their day, how it went in your day. And that's assuming you spend all 3 hours with your child and they're not on, you know, their phone or the iPad or their game system.
Sure.
And they do that 5 days a week. So when are we going to stand up and say, hey, it stops here and, you know, we got to move forward?
Well, it's a good question you raise, Rodney, and I'm going to try to answer that before we have to run to break. Look, the issue here is moms and dads have to prioritize their time. And you're right. I think that's a big problem is they're spending way too much time in the schoolhouse. Moms and dads are not paying attention to what their kids are learning. And you got to do that. You've got to get involved. I think we need conservatives running for school board. And I know it sounds sexy to run for Congress or the U.S. Senate. That's great. But you know what? We need rock-solid conservatives on every single school board in America. We have got to take, we've got to understand where the fight is being fought. And right now it's being fought in these public schools that are turning kids against the very values of this country. So, Rodney, great call. Appreciate your thoughts there. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. And again, it ties right back into what we're doing with Alliance Defending Freedom and standing up and fighting for our freedom. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The United States Constitution guarantees every American fundamental rights and protection of life, liberty, and property. Salem is celebrating our founding document with a special offer, a 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. To understand the value of these lithographs is to know the story. A master lithographer immigrant named Theodore Oman came to this country to find the American dream. 70 years ago, in 1953, Oman printed a limited number of these exceptional Constitution lithographs. Go to SalemEventsStore.com to read Oman's entire story. America's most important document stands as a testament to all Americans to maintain their liberties, freedoms, and inalienable rights. Buy it and display it proudly. Buy a gift for your family and friends and for all the teachers in your communities. There is a limited number, so act today. Go to SalemEventsStore.com to get your exclusive 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph while supplies last. That's SalemEventsStore.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Now, I want to go back to this school. It's called Houston High School in Germantown, Tennessee. And over the weekend, they had the allegation is they had a boy who identifies as a girl on the homecoming court. And some parents said, well, wait a second. That means a girl was denied a spot on the homecoming court as a result of that. And we've reached out to the school district, and it's been, what, 46 hours, I think, and they have yet to respond to this. And they're not going to. Why should they? And when parents have brought this up, by the way, also apparently in this school in Germantown, Tennessee, Houston High School, the allegation is also that a boy who identifies as a girl has been using the girl's bathroom. And that's causing controversy. And so the parents, and this has been going on for a long time. Last year, there was a big hullabaloo about this. You had Moms for Liberty. And let me tell you something. The school board declared war on Moms for Liberty. I mean, nasty stuff. They were just saying all sorts of horrible things, waging some sort of a propaganda campaign against not just the Moms for Liberty, but any parent who would get up and say, you know what? Yeah, this is happening. We found these books in the library. And every single time the school board said never happened, nope, has not happened, this is not happening in our school district. Basically calling the parents liars is what they were doing. So anyway, now all of a sudden this thing happens over the weekend, and I was talking to the state senator from these parts, a guy by the name of Brent Taylor, a good guy, and Senator Taylor said, and he represents not only this area in Germantown, Tennessee, but the massive Memphis Shelby County School District. So he's got constituents in both school districts. And I was listening to him on our flagship radio station today when he said flat out that he gets more complaints about what's happening in that Germantown school district than he does the entire Memphis school system. Something's not going on. Something is going on there. Something's not right is what I'm trying to get at. Something is not right. And I think it's important for you parents listening, if you're listening to us in that Germantown area, give us a call. Let us know what's going on in your schools. We're going to help you guys get things set straight. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. Let's go to Michael in North Carolina. Hi, Michael. What's on your mind?
Well, Todd, that you've been talking about Christian schools and schools in general, I just thought I'd throw this out there at you. Our town... It started a Christian school, and we're trying to get the funds up for a building. And I'm doing what we can, and the church is growing, the school's outgrowing the building. And right now, the Christian school is sharing two churches. So is there any possible way that you could do like you're doing with Alliance Freedom? Maybe you could advertise for the school that we need some support there?
Well, Michael, you just did, and I think that, you know, folks can contact, you know, the local radio station there. But again, it seems to me that the churches should be, you know, the churches in the community there, maybe reach out to them and see if you guys can't stir up some dollars and maybe some big dollar donors to build that school building. Michael, appreciate that call, and thank you for listening today. Let's go to Larry in New Jersey. Larry, what's on your mind?
What a great job I think President Trump is doing in attracting independent voters. Last week, as you know, he called for the execution of that traitor, Mark Milley, and I think that'll bring a lot of independents over. But there are other traitors that need to be executed, like John Kelly, General Mattis.
Hey, Larry, what are you talking about here, traitors?
Well, like Trump said, they're traitors.
Okay, Larry. You know what, Larry? You're full of it. Goodbye. All right, we're done with Larry. All right, folks, hang tight. We've got hour three coming up. Big radio roundtable with our good buddy Jeff Katz and Harry Hurley. Congressman Tim Burchett is going to be here as well. So stick around. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Nissan has a car for every driver who wants more. More action. More fun. More guts. More head turns. More adventure. More electric. At Nissan, more is all we do.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the big show. Good to have you with us today. By the way, our telephone number, 844-747-8868. That, again, is 844-747-8868. So, President Trump, he's got some great intel here, giving a speech over the weekend. I think this was one of the president's best speeches that he's actually delivered in a very long time. 90 minutes, and it seemed like it was 20. And yes, I know they had to use the dump button a time or two, but look, the president was on fire, and you can't really fault the man for that. I want to play some audio here. This is President Trump talking about law and order in America. Cut number 17.
We will restore public safety to our community. Under the radical left, Democrats, your once beautiful cities have been overtaken by millions and millions of illegal aliens, psychotic drug addicts, bedlam, squalor. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Nearly half of the stores in downtown San Francisco have shut down, and the rest are going to be shutting down. Targets, Walgreens, all of them, they're closing up because your DAs, they're Marxists, and they only go after Republicans. But your Marxist DAs, they've given hoodlums the green light to pillage and plunder your stores, to do whatever they want. In swanky Beverly Hills, armed bandits stalk their victims' home to rob them at gunpoint. In their garage or their living room, they wait till the garage opens, and then they go in and they rob the hell out of them, and they take the trunk of their car and they break it open. People leave the doors and trunks of their luxury cars in Beverly Hills. They leave them hanging wide open, so that people don't destroy their car, trying to break through and smash through the windows and the doors while rummaging through to steal the tires and other valuables. They leave their trunks open because if they don't, they take a crowbar and they get it open. So they say, look, if you want to take my tire, it's okay. Can you believe that we've, and this is happening a lot, can you believe that this is where our country has come? Under the Trump administration, we will bring back law and order to California.
Yeah.
to stop the far-left prosecutors who are deliberately destroying our civilization and our culture, I will direct a completely overhauled DOJ to investigate every radical DA and AG in America for their illegal, racist and reverse enforcement of the law. And we will start with the Marxist monsters unleashing mayhem on Los Angeles and San Francisco.
Well, good for you, Mr. President. And by the way, he went on to say, and we played this audio in the first hour of the show. The president says that if you are a looter and you walk inside and you're pillaging and plundering a store, then the store owners should have the right, should have the ability to shoot you on sight. And I say, absolutely. And I know this is shocking for a lot of people, but just hear me out. The problem is that a lot of these criminal thugs know there's no consequence. There was an incident in Memphis, Tennessee, where some thug got arrested for doing Lord knows what. And the thug basically told the cops, hey, look, I'm not worried about this. I'm going to be getting out of jail soon. So I would say that it's time to teach the thugs and the thuggets and the thuglings a lesson. And by the way, thugs and thuggets and thuglings come in all shapes, sizes, and yes, colors. White, black, doesn't matter. They're thugs. You go in, you loot, you steal something that doesn't belong to you, you're a thug. So anyway, the whole point of this is you start shooting these people, and guess what's going to happen? And the president was very clear on this. You start shooting the bad guys, and they're going to stop committing those crimes. That's what's going to happen. It's very simple. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. Let's go to the phones. Trent in Missouri. Trent, what's on your mind?
Hi, this is Trent.
Yes, sir. Trent, go for it. You're on the air.
Yeah, I like that tough talk you're doing about, like with President Trump talking about shooting looters and thugs. But how come when that prior caller called about executing traitors like President Trump wants to do, why were you such a wussy and you kind of rushed him off the phone?
No.
President Trump said that traitors should be executed.
Trent, let me explain something to you. When you look at what General Milley did, and there's a process for this. So if someone is accused of being a traitor, guess what happens, Trent? You're the smart guy. Tell us what happens. You're accused of being a traitor. What happens?
You get executed.
No, sir, you do not. You go to trial, Trent. You got to educate yourself, Trent. I see what's going on here. Trent, we're done with you, by the way. But let me explain what happens here. General Milley was accused of contacting the Chinese and assuring them that we weren't going to do X, Y, or Z. That in and of itself, ladies and gentlemen, is an act of treason. And the president was saying that that should be punished. And again, I don't have a problem with that. There was a time in this country where if you were a traitor and you were found guilty, and this is the part that these little morons, who, and by the way, this guy Trent and these other folks calling in from their mother's basements, they failed to share this information with you, is that there has to be a process. And if you're tried and you're convicted of treason, then yes, I believe that you ought to be executed, which, by the way, is the penalty for treason, Trent and others out there. Every now and again, we get these infestations of these leftist loons that live in their mother's basements and watch inappropriate things on their computers. It happens. My apologies, ladies and gentlemen. But if you're going to call into the program, you have to educate yourself. And Trent clearly did not educate himself there in the show me state. But I want to get back to what President Trump is saying here, is that we've got to start getting tough on these criminals. And I completely agree. So you start shooting the looters. Guess what's going to happen? The bad guys are going to stop looting. As a matter of fact, here's more of the president in California, cut number 18.
But in places where there is a true breakdown in the rule of law, such as Oakland, Oakland is so bad, I will use every power at my disposal. But it's not Oakland. It's in Los Angeles. It's all over. I mean, it's terrible. It's in places that you wouldn't even believe. But I will use everything I can, every single power at my disposal, including sending as many federal law enforcement assets as required to restore safety and peace. And we will immediately stop. And some people are going to say, oh, this is terrible. I can't believe. You know, these people are killing people when they go into the sewers. You'll have 300 young people who are not looking for a good future walk into a store, big department store, and just pillage it. And if you happen to be there when they're there, they'll knock the hell out of you and kill you in some cases. And we will immediately stop all of the pillaging and theft. Very simply, if you rob a store, you can fully expect to be shot as you are leaving that store. Shot. And everything will immediately stop. You won't have any more of that. And you know our law enforcement is great, but they're not allowed to do anything. They're told to stand by, stand back, don't touch, don't touch. They watch hundreds of kids walk out with television sets, and if they do anything, they lose their family, they lose their house, they lose their pension, they get fired. We have the greatest law enforcement in the world. They know exactly what to do, but they're not allowed to do it by incompetent politicians. The word that they shoot you will get out within minutes, and our nation in one day will be an entirely different place. So, there must be retribution for theft and destruction and the ruination of our country.
All right. Well, there you go. And I am telling you, folks, the president is right on the money. And the people applauding and cheering, those are Californians. And you know why they're applauding? You know why they are cheering? I'll tell you why. It's very simple. Because every single one of their cities, every single one of the cities has been turned into a third world hellhole. This is the Todd Stern Show.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, redballoon.work.
And welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good to have with us from the great state of Tennessee, Congressman Tim Burchett, who, by the way, is a fashion correspondent on Capitol Hill. Congressman, appreciate you calling out that reporter wearing the shorts and the black socks.
Well, he technically wasn't a reporter. He's what they call a tracker. And they're paid to just jump in your face and try to get you to say something, and then they go sell it to some random left-wing news source. And, I mean, the guy ought to write me a check because I made him an international star. And, and by the way, every time I hear that bumper music from now on, I will think of you in a powder blue leisure suit and some zip up dingo boots and dancing your life away.
Thank you, Congressman. I greatly appreciate that. I think we're just going to end the interview now. Well, it's such a high note. It's you know, Congressman, we watched intently all the shenanigans happening over the weekend. Is it a joke? Is that it? Is it just a great big joke what's happening up on Capitol Hill these days?
Nah, it's democracy. It's not pretty, but I just wish we'd keep our word. I wish we would pass a budget like we're supposed to do, like the law says we're supposed to do. I wish we'd pass 12 individual appropriations bills like we're supposed to do, like we tell the public we're going to do. you know, and we just don't do it. I wish we'd bring up a bill on term limits, but we don't do it. You know, go down the list. I'm just very frustrated, Todd, with Washington as usual, and this latest scheme or trick or whatever is just more of the same. I mean, we passed a CR, continued resolution, for 45 days, but guess what? It backs right up to the Thanksgiving holidays. So what will we do there? We'll probably pass another omnibus, or we'll do as one of my colleagues said, we'll change the name of it so the American public won't know what we're doing. And we'll continue on doing business as usual. And it's just, we're $33 trillion in debt. Our credit rating was downgraded only for the second time. And the two reasons they gave were fiscal irresponsibility and basically leadership. The word they used was leadership over the last 20 years. So that's both parties. And we can change it. That's what's so aggravating with me. Jody Arrington out of Texas, you need to get him on your show. He chairs the budget committee. I used to be on the budget committee, and we never even looked at a budget. We haven't for 30 years, and I asked to be taken off of it because I said it was a joke committee. But he finally is chair of a committee and does something with it. And he was given 10 minutes in conference, and everybody gave him a golf clap. And then we went on about our business. And guess what? We never have even said boo to a budget. So that's the kind of thing. That's Washington. That's the uniparty that keeps the powerful in power, and the same. And that's why you got $33 trillion in debt.
So I know that Congressman Matt Gaetz is talking about the motion to vacate the chair. Is this going to? Do you see this happening? And where do you stand on all that? I mean, he's saying that the speaker has gone against his word. He broke promises to you guys. Is that true?
Well, he said we were going to have a term limits vote. He said we were going to have I don't know. He said a couple of other things, but that really doesn't matter. It's Washington, you know. They're going to if we allow it to happen, shame on us, because you know things like term limits are very important to the population. Yet we haven't voted on it. Here we are in September, and we're talking about border security. You know, those are kind of things we should have attacked the first week to let the American public know we're meaning business. See, and here we are, backed up against the end of the budgetary year, and we were threatened with a shutdown.
Right, I'm with you, and I think it's going to pass. Whatever happens, people are going to be focused on the bowl games and Thanksgiving. So all of that, yeah, all that that's a done deal. My concern is this side deal that the speaker made with Biden and the Democrats to fund Ukraine, because the way I see that going, Congressman, I think that will pass up or down vote. I think you're going to have enough Republicans to get that through.
Well, and they'll also tie it to border security. Instead of, playing Washington, we're going to play Washington games once again. Just bring both bills up. Let us vote on them individually. Don't put them both together. Don't, that's what we accuse Pelosi of, yet that's what they're doing. And they'll continue to do that, playing those little games, and they'll just sit there. Oh, how crafty they are. The American public doesn't know what we're doing. We're changing the names of these bills so they won't know what we're doing. And that's basically Washington.
Wow.
And until we wake up and realize the uniparty's in charge, it's going to stay in charge.
All right. Well, Congressman, we got to leave it there. We're coming up on a break. We appreciate you coming on the program, and keep them honest, and keep doing those fashion reviews.
I will. And do not wear black socks or short pants and tennis shoes.
It's not a good look. It's really not a good look.
It isn't. Like, I mean, I needed welding goggles sometimes because of the whiteness of folks' legs.
I understand.
So, thank you, Todd.
All right. Thank you, Congressman. All right, yeah, if your legs look like Duke's Mayo, you got to wear pants. That's all he's saying. By the way, have you heard this horrible story coming out of Philadelphia? So a left-wing journalist out there was mocking conservatives over the violent crime surge in the U.S., and this Philadelphia journalist said that the conservatives were off their rocker, had no idea what they were talking about. According to reports from Philadelphia, the journalist was shot and killed in his own home in Philadelphia. Josh Krueger is the guy's name. So there you go. I'm telling you, it is this crime. It is insane. It is off the charts. Just here in Memphis over the weekend, I think we had 9-10 people shot, a couple of people killed, and nobody bats an eyelash. Poor couple, they stopped in our town. This is horrible. They're on the family vacation. They've got they're doing the big trip or whatever. The wife, the kids, they go into the hotel, and they give the car over to what they thought was the valet, and it turned out it wasn't a valet. And now everything they've got is gone. It was stolen. I'm just telling folks, as much as I love my town, if you need to make a pit stop, just wait until you get outside the city limits. It's, whoo, sweet mercy. All right, hang tight, everybody. We've got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. So happy to have you with us today. It has been a while since we've had a conversation with our great friends Jeff Katz over at WRVA, our great affiliate in Richmond, Virginia. Jeff, hope you're doing well today.
I am doing great. Thank you, Todd.
Well, good. Jeff, a lot going on today, and I want to get your initial reaction, though, to what happened over the weekend. Jamal Bowman, who apparently is he apparently pulled a fire alarm.
Yeah. This is one of the most ridiculous, disgusting acts ever, I've got to say. And his explanation that somehow he thought the fire alarm would magically open doors, this from a guy who worked inside the New York City public schools where I think they have fire drills just about every other day. I mean, just a load of hooey. It's going to be interesting to see, though, Todd. Do they censure him? Do they expel him? Do they ask him to conduct the next fire drill?
Well, I want to bring in our good friend Harry Hurley from WPG in Atlantic City. And, Harry, the explanation coming from Bowman is, what's the big deal? I didn't do anything wrong.
Right, or you have AOC say that he was just trying to escape a vestibule.
Oh, is that what it was? All right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was his, that's her built-in excuse. The danger of escaping the vestibule. Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with my very good friend, Jeff. He should be prosecuted. It's a very serious thing. If you think about it, if you set a fire alarm, that is a major deal, and especially if you're trying to interrupt. I mean, here we are very close to a government shutdown, serious implications. Clearly, it appears he was trying to stop the proceedings, stop it from happening. Obviously, Democrats wanted the government to shut down so they could blame Republicans. He should be criminally charged for what he did.
Yeah. You know, guys, we are in the middle of chaos right now in Washington. I think everybody is just disgusted with how the Republicans, the RINOs, establishment, the MAGA first, everybody is just playing politics. And the reality is we just want somebody to balance their budget up there. I think a lot of people are sick and tired of sending millions and millions of dollars, billions of dollars to Ukraine when our own border is wide open. Jeff, I'm curious what your listeners there in Richmond are saying about all of this.
I'll tell you what, Todd. They're saying almost word for word what you just said. We have people here in Central Virginia who would love some help to keep their small businesses open. We've got $26 billion, however, going to Ukrainian businesses. Those of us in Virginia, as well as I know Harry in New Jersey and you in Tennessee and up in New York, are dealing with millions of illegal aliens coming to the country, but we're working to secure the border in Ukraine. I agree with you, though. There's a lot of, my God, I'm not giving any more money to anybody on any side of anything until somebody puts on their big boy pants and starts fixing some problems instead of just pointing some fingers.
Harry, jump in here.
Here's my take. Costar's media, you have a budget. You have a budget for KWAM. Jeff Katz has a budget. Every American listening to the Todd Starnes show has a budget. They went from they can't pass a budget forever to now they can't even pass a continuing resolution. So they can't even get the basics of their job done. And people have blame to send around, but they just want the job to get done. Now, Democrats, it's all documented. The minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, they're salivating by all this. They love the idea that maybe Matt Gaetz will lead some insurrection to take down Kevin McCarthy, and that Democrats might have to save McCarthy. And they want this chaos. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to fix anything. They don't even want to do their job. They just want to win the next election, and they don't care how they do it.
See, guys, I'm afraid the House Freedom Caucus folks got snookered here, and here's the reason why. We're hearing that a side deal was, in fact, made to provide funding for Ukraine, whether that is standalone. We just had Congressman Tim Burchett on, and he said he's hearing that it might actually be tied to funding our border security. But regardless, there he's going to have the votes to pass that through. He's going to find enough Republicans where they're going to be able to get that through. So McCarthy gets everything he wants. And guys, let's get real. 45 days, we're knocking on Thanksgiving Day door there. And then another 45 days, you're looking at Christmas. So I think McCarthy gets every single thing he wants.
I think you're probably right, Todd. And I think
Obamacare. We got Obamacare. We've had it forever now. Good enough for us, not good enough for them. That came on Christmas Eve. That's how they do it.
Yeah. I think Harry's right on. Todd, you are as well, my friend. This is the go-along to get-along crowd. It's why a lot of us had concerns, I think, about Kevin McCarthy in the first place. He's somebody who's always been involved in the deals. Is it enough to have the House Freedom Caucus stand up and say, hey, we're going to get rid of him? No, because as you point out, they're going to do it 45 days at a time. They're going to slip things in here, slip things in there. And at the end of the day, you've got 200-plus Democrats who are more than willing to go along with whatever it is to get along. And this is the big problem. Look, this is what Donald Trump, I think, has been talking about for years and years and years. When you think about the swamp, these are people, regardless of what team affiliation they allegedly have, they get to D.C. and they go, huh, well, what a nice office. I like my cufflinks and my lapel pin gets me in super secret places. Yeah. I'm on board with whatever you want to do. And for those suckers like Todd and Harry and Jeff back home, we'll check in every once in a while, let them know everything's fine.
All right, I've got to. I want to switch gears here, guys. There's a lot happening in the world of politics. I think it's interesting, Gavin Newsom. It was really sort of a what do you call it in hockey? Is it the when you get the three? The hat trick.
Hat trick. Yeah.
That's what happened with Gavin Newsom here. Not only did he get the black, not only did he get the woman, he got the lesbian. Yep. I mean, it's like that's the mother of all identity politics hat tricks right there.
And he blocked Schiff from getting it, so yep. He got everything he wanted.
He got all of that. How many boxes were checked? And listen, if you're the state of Maryland, how happy are you that you also picked up a brand new senator on waivers? I mean, it's fantastic for everybody who's not real people.
Gets to go to California to register to vote. She's not even a registered California voter, and she'll be the senator. It's just brilliant. You can't make it up.
No, you can't make it up. Who knew there were just not any qualified black lesbians in California? I kind of figured they'd be, you know, have a gaggle of them in San Francisco at least, but, you know, who knows?
Now, does Gavin Newsom pay a price? Because obviously the Congressional Black Caucus made it clear they have a choice. He just went right away from that. I wonder if this presidential hopeful that was walking around the White House with his jacket curled on his arm, I wonder if he pays a price for any of this.
It's a great question. Do you pay a price in California? Do you pay a price with the bigger?
No, does he pay a price when he's running for president?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to pay a price in California. I mean, that's a done deal. But yeah, around America, perhaps he pays a bit of a price. But is it worth the trade-off, Harry? Does he say, hey, look, I went against the, quote, establishment Democrats, and does he burnish his progressive creds with this?
I think it was a move to prove he is a candidate for president, yep, probably before 2028, yep, and he wanted to broaden his appeal nationwide, and he didn't pander and keep it just California specific. I think it was very strategic, and he got what he wanted.
Yeah.
Jeff Katz and Harry Hurley on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker lines today. Guys, President Trump gave a speech over the weekend. First of all, it was a glorious weekend to be Donald Trump. He's literally autographing a John Deere combine on a farm, and he shows up in a dress suit. And then in California, he's out there saying we have to shoot the looters on sight. And what got me was the crowd just exploded. Harry Hurley, I've never seen the president in such form like this.
Until this morning when he was fired up at that courtroom in New York City, because that is so bogus going on. A judge that has decided already that the president is guilty before the trial. We've never seen anything like this. I mean, this is new ground, what's going on in this country.
It is new ground, and it's dangerous ground. Let's not kid ourselves. Yeah. We're seeing sort of the Venezuelan justice system at work here, where they're trying to take down the leading candidate for president any way they can. They've weaponized so many parts of this DOJ. It's shameful. But I'll tell you what, Harry obviously knows this better than any of us because he was Donald Trump's first vice president. But this is a guy who just is taking all of it, and it's like he emerges stronger each time there's some new bizarre loony accusation thrown at him.
All right.
100% true.
All right, guys, a couple of housekeeping matters. First, Jeff Katz, some exciting news, because I understand congratulations are in order. The most popular talk host in all of Richmond, Virginia.
Best afternoon radio show. Yes, we beat out all those folks who play that music you love as well. So not bad. Thank you.
Well done. And also, Harry Hurley, before we get to your news, I'm on the WPG Talk Radio website, and I'm looking at a filthy office. Something about the homeless invading City Hall.
Todd, you have visited Atlantic City. You know not to be surprised. Jeff lived there. He won't be surprised. A homeless person stayed in City Hall from Thursday night until this morning and lived on the fourth floor of City Hall, trashed an office. We have the photo. You, again, under the heading, believe it or not, you can't make this stuff up. Truth is stranger than fiction. Defecated on the floor of the liaison for the LGBTQ. You want me to keep going? I mean, you just can't believe it.
It sort of looks like a radio station office, to be honest with you. That was at first glance, guys. I'm going to apologize. But Harry, geez-a-loo, we're going to post a link to this on the live show blog. But Harry, you had a massive celebration. You do this every year, and you have to tell our listeners about the huge event, fundraising event that you had there in Atlantic City.
Every year, usually the first Friday in October. This year it was the last Friday in September. We have a blast. We have a dinner and silent auction. The great Todd Starnes has been our guest of honor and keynote speaker and just did a magnificent job. And yes, Todd had his own butler and suite and charged exactly one hamburger, Jeff, not even cheese, and one croissant.
I don't like cheese.
And the man could have comped the building. And that's all my bill was. So I was so grateful for that. He's that good a man. And we raised a lot of money with Brian Kilmeade, tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars. So we're going to be able to write grants for wonderful not-for-profits, and it could not have gone better. And I've got to thank my friend Brian Kilmeade, because there was a state of emergency in New York. You couldn't get in. You couldn't get out. He found a way to get out of New York City to our limousine at the Alexander Hamilton rest stop. You can't write this stuff. There was no duel. But he swam, he got there, jet ski. It was like Jeff Probst on Survivor. and he got to Atlantic City on time, and we had an amazing Friday night.
Wow.
And, of course, all the money goes to great charities there in the Atlantic City area. And, Harry, over the years, how much money have you guys raised for charity?
We have raised over the past 15 years, thanks for asking, Todd, over $1.4 million.
Wow. Again, I think it goes to show you the power of radio and the power of Harry Hurley.
Well, the power of radio for sure, and a lot of great people, including the great Todd Starnes, who just a couple of years ago did the big duty. The keynote speaker and the guest of honor, that's the big deal. And you brought it, Todd, when you did it.
Well, you're kind, but quite frankly, I think the homeless guy did the big duty. So I'm just put that out there.
Please read that. It's on. You got to see it. And Todd's only slightly exaggerating. There is stuff all over the floor, all over a desk of an executive. It is just unreal. And I just want to know, how do you stay in City Hall for 4 days and not get noticed? Is nobody working?
Good question.
I mean, how does that happen?
All right, guys, we'll leave it there. Harry Hurley, Jeff Katz, guys, always good hearing from you.
Great pleasure, guys.
See you, Todd. See you,
all right, take care. Wow. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. And, folks, I've got to tell you about our friends over at Newsmax. You know, President Trump is leading in the polls. No doubt about it. We just shared some of the new intel with you. There's only one network that's covering President Trump's events live, and that is Newsmax. That's right. Millions of people have made the switch to Newsmax because it's real news that they can trust. I watch it all the time. President Trump loves Newsmax. You can start at 7 o'clock tonight Eastern. Rob Schmidt exposing the Biden money trail. Newsmax, by the way, is on all major cable systems. And if your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, you just have to call and demand. And don't forget to download the Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android. It is absolutely free, and you can watch anytime. So get the Newsmax app right now. Get Newsmax at home and make the switch. Folks, you won't look back. Folks, just getting started. We've got some fun stories to share with you tomorrow on the show. In the meantime, if you haven't gone over to the website, be sure to do that and download our free podcast and also our awesome newsletter. That's the way that you can be sure to get all the information we send to you, because right now, Facebook sucks. I mean, it is unbelievable, the crackdown on Facebook right now, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. We talked to our human at Facebook, and they said, what can we do? It's the algorithm. That's what they said. It's the algorithm. Unbelievable. So the only way to guarantee that you're getting information from us is through our free newsletter, which you can download at toddstarnes.com. And, folks, again, we're very excited. Today is launch day for the huge Radiothon, and we are raising money for our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. And we need your help. We want you to become a champion for freedom for just $19 a month. Or if you want to make a one-time donation, you can also do that. All you need to do is go to toddstarnes.com and click on the Champion for Freedom banner at the top of the page. That's toddstarnes.com. Click on the Champion for Freedom banner at the top of the page. Or you can give them a call at 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556, and you'll be able to join us as we partner with Alliance Defending Freedom, and we take a stand against the radical leftists that are causing all sorts of mayhem across this nation. All right, again, folks, it has been a great day here at the show. If you missed any of the interviews, be sure to head over to toddstarnes.com and check out our awesome podcast. Free of charge, by the way, so we love that. And we've got a link up to this story from WPG. Unbelievable, where this homeless guy literally moved into City Hall and nobody knew about it. Nobody knew that a homeless guy had been living in City Hall. I guess people just thought, man, that the city manager is just a messy guy. But it wasn't the city manager. It was actually a homeless person. We've got a link to that story over on the live show blog. Unbelievable. All right, folks, get out there and have a great Monday. We're going to have an update on what happened in court today with President Trump. He is fired up, and rightfully so. Right? It's just absolutely appalling what they're doing to this man. But we'll get into more of that tomorrow. In the meantime, folks, you get out there and you be good, America.